This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything that you want as we launch into the third hour of the program. As always, you can join us here toll-free at 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Here tonight, you've got Ian.
And Daryl.
As we will continue with your phone calls and thoughts, for those of you just tuning in, we started out, or earlier in the show tonight, we were talking about a possible ballot initiative in California to legalize possession and sale and transport and manufacture and growth of medicinal, or not just medicinal, but psychedelic mushrooms for whatever purpose. And then a medicinal version of a similar bill up in Oregon is being proposed. Again, I guess bill is not the right word. Ballot initiatives are what are being proposed. And then we got into an unusual conversation about children and ownership. And, you know, if you can sell a fetus, basically, then shouldn't you also be able to sell a newborn or a five-year-old? And, you know, at what point shouldn't you? Some people actually believe they own their children within the libertarian movement, and at least that's my understanding of their position. Dylan, you're on Free Talk Live, calling from Wisconsin. You want to weigh in? Go for it.
Hey, guys. How you doing tonight?
Welcome, sir. You're on the air.
Hey, you know, so I'm, as a father of two children, I got a two-year-old son and a four-year-old daughter. There's no way I could ever do that, but I understand a situation where maybe somebody feels that, you know, their judgments have put them in a pickle and somebody else might be better off. But, you know, I could never do it because I believe, you know, that I've been trying to raise my children to be reasonable, even at a young age. Everything is based around, you know, trying to make a good decision. And, you know, to chime in on who's, you were talking earlier about all parties agreeing. I mean, this is, I guess, a little different, you know, depending on the age of the kid. But, you know, I feel the kid needs to be in agreement as well. At least in my case, I would need my children to agree with me.
Yeah.
Or I could never do it. It's a small human. They're not property, in my opinion. But
I agree.
Major point that I wanted to make out of all this, I guess, is that the problem with conveying some of these thoughts is language itself. We're talking about ownership, and this is like a kind of ownership, but we don't really have a word for it. So it's hard to, you know, like you guys were talking about caretaker, but like, to what extent is that? What, you know, there's just this form of ownership, but it's not really full-fledged ownership.
That's what Daryl was referring to in the last hour, was the idea of being a caretaker of either an animal or a child, rather than an owner of that thing, meaning that you're the person primarily responsible for ensuring its survival.
The word caretaker also sort of implies a sense of responsibility.
Yeah. You're responsible for its survival.
Right.
And you've taken that on as a responsibility for yourself because you believe that you can handle that. Otherwise, you should give it up to somebody who can.
Right.
But I agree with you. That's a better term. I don't like the idea of ownership of another individual. And I also agree with you, Dylan, that if you're going to be giving a child away to other parents, that the child should have a say. So I think we're on the same page on that.
Yeah, and actually, when I was listening, you guys were talking about the magic mushrooms and stuff, too, and them having, you know, medicinal benefits. There's a guy, Paul Stamets, who's kind of the, you know, the mushroom guru out there, and he was on the Joe Rogan podcast, and he had told the story about eating an enormous amount of mushrooms. His first time ever, didn't know what he was doing. He ate something like 20 grams of mushrooms.
Oh, my God.
That's a lot. Is it a typical dose like 2?
2 grams would be a good dose.
I think a typical dose is like, you know, 3 or 4 grams or something.
You're at a strong dose, very strong.
Yeah.
2, depending on the strength of the mushrooms, can also be a strong dose.
But what was amazing about his story was that he had a congenital, like, stuttering disorder his entire life, and it was just a debilitating thing for him.
Mm-hmm.
And during his experience, he talks about being in this crazy storm in a tree, and he was literally in the tree in some crazy storm when he mm-hmm. took these things. And somewhere along in this journey, he told himself, like, why do I stutter? Like, I don't need to do this. And he told himself a million times or however many, and the next day he stopped stuttering.
Incredible.
Incredible.
Amazing exactly. story. And I totally buy it. Dylan, thanks for the call tonight, man. I appreciate you sharing that with us. Really, you know, a lot of the things that our problems in our lives are created mentally, you know, mental blocks and issues that are manifesting from some sort of issue that is inside your head and less physical, you know, malady that cannot be solved. And that's another interesting example
right.
of that. So if you want to join us here, the toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. There's more, actually, from this mushroom story in The Guardian, where they'd gotten into, in the initial part of the story, they were talking about how California and Oregon have potential ballot initiatives regarding legalization of different levels of psychedelic mushrooms. But now they're kind of going over some of the studies that have been done. And Robin Carhart-Harris, who's been studying the use of psilocybin to tackle treatment-resistant depression at Imperial College in London, and that's like, that's the worst kind of depression, right? These are people who, and we've talked about these studies before, these are people who they've tried every single known
right.
technique where, you know, whatever therapy, whatever medication, every pill, you know, they've all been tried, and these people still have, you know, serious depression.
Right.
That's when they bring them into these mushroom or PTSD MDMA studies, and that's what they're talking about here. She believes it's a logical inevitability that the drug, meaning mushrooms, will become available to patients. However, such legalization will only take place once final phase 3 clinical trials are completed and the drug is approved by the FDA and the European Medicines Agency. To standardize the dose, the psilocybin would have to be administered in capsule or pill form. Quote, depression is such a major problem and it's not being treated effectively at the moment. A lot of patients aren't seeing results with traditional antidepressants, said Ms. Harris, adding that psilocybin could be a legal medicine to be administered in clinics within the next 5 years. It seems a little optimistic given how slow the government tends to go, but then again, there have been some groups that have been at this process for quite a long time as well. It's not like
right.
they're just starting down the road of these treatments and tests. Although magic mushrooms are the safest of all of the drugs in terms of the number of people who require emergency medical treatment, according to last year's global drug survey, they do still carry risks. Quote, they are drugs with very low toxicity and very low potential for abuse, said psychiatrist Adam Winstock, the founder of the Global Drug Survey, who said that if you take into account how often people take them, they're safer than cannabis. Quote, the only difference being the potential for mushrooms to distort your perceptions, cognition, emotions in a way that is totally outside of most people's real normal experience. For a minority of the people taken in the wrong situation, that could be terrifying. And that goes back to the bad trip that I was talking about earlier on in the show.
Right. And also, it should be noted, and it doesn't seem to be noted in this article, most of the time when there's the therapy sessions, they're using micro doses, not a full dose.
I don't know if that's true.
The studies that I've read about, they're doing micro doses.
Okay, because people have different opinions about what a micro dose is, and like with LSD, there were all these articles about how microdosing is really popular now in professional world and urban areas or whatever. And those people aren't taking enough of the dose to have it be particularly active psychologically or whatever. It's not like a dose where they're actually being affected to where they're having the intended experience. So I don't think that that's what's happening. I've never heard that before. I'd be interested in finding out more about that particular claim.
Because the ones that I've read specifically in regards to chronic headaches,
maybe with chronic headaches, but as far as like therapy, PTSD, these sorts of things, like with MDMA, you need to be able to have the effects of the drug to be able to reflect, be able to break down barriers and walls, and you're just not going to get that on a microdose of one of these drugs. And I think the same thing is going to be true about psychedelic mushrooms. You want to have the psychedelic experience. You don't just want to have the colors get a little bit brighter. 855-450-FREE, like freedom, this is Free Talk Live.
Do you want to help build a better financial system for everyone? Join Dash. Dash is digital cash, a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy. Fees are low and transactions are confirmed instantly. Dash is decentralized, run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Help people take control over their financial future today. Find out more at dash.org.
I got my Blink Home security system delivered right to my door. I downloaded the app and it walked me right through the easy setup. Even with my complicated router system, I was done in like 10 minutes. Now it notifies me whenever something moves in front of the wireless cameras, or I can just check it whenever I want right from my phone. And I got you a deal. Get 3 Blink cams for what the other guys charge you for one, plus an extra 10% off. Visit blinkprotect.com/FTL. 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 I've said it many times on air and I'll say it here. The New Hampshire Liberty Alliance is one of the most important organizations for freedom in the world. New Hampshire is ground zero for freedom, and the NHLA is the best organization at promoting effective liberty activism. This ad is sponsored by Free Talk Live, and I, Mark Edge, am a lifetime member because I believe in the NHLA. Please check them out at nhliberty.org. Not everyone can move right now, but you can support the cause. Donate top cryptocurrencies or old-fashioned U.S. dollars, nhliberty.org. Visit their website and see what they're all about, nhliberty.org.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful full-featured Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core wallet that allows you to send and receive either currency with anyone anywhere in the world. The Bitcoin.com wallet supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. Download the Bitcoin.com wallet for easy and secure access to your Bitcoin Core and your Bitcoin Cash. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available for Android, iOS, Windows, Mac, and even Linux. Learn more at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you want. Our toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. Like freedom, that's 855-450-3733. And you may Skype in to Skype username lrn.fm. You can get your Blink Home security system Three Blink cameras for what some of the other guys will charge you for one security camera, and these are wireless, so you don't have to deal with drilling holes, running wires, and all the hassles of setting up a wired DVR system. In fact, there's not even a DVR in this case. It's all done over the internet, and your Blink Home security system makes it super easy to get set up. You pop the batteries into cameras, you plug the one wire in into the whole system, which powers the hub, and then you set it all up with your Wi-Fi-enabled device, like a tablet or your smartphone. And then, once they're all set up, you set them up as far as when they operate and how long the clips are that they send out, if there's any motion in front of them, and then you get the clips on your phone or whatever other Wi-Fi device you've got running their software. Whenever something happens, you can, of course, download the clips if you like. BlinkProtect.com/FTL is where you can go to get your Blink Protect home security system, or maybe for a small office, too. BlinkProtect.com/FTL, like Free Talk Live. So, Gerald, you actually did look up the claim that some of these studies do involve microdosing, and
yes,
you found one of them is one of the ones about depression.
Yeah, fairly lengthy article from Vice from 2015 about a woman. They give her the name Sue with the asterisk of we changed her name to protect her identity. Had been going to the doctor, give me one second to find his name, James Fadiman, who prescribes his patients microdoses of psilocybin. Microdose defined here as between 1/10 to 1/20 of a regular dose.
That's about a microdose for sure.
And he says that you should not have any psychedelic effects. If things start to glitter,
too much, right,
cut it back.
Now, that does make sense when you're trying to treat a specific malady that maybe just having a small amount of the thing, whatever drug they're studying, could affect. You don't want to have somebody curled up in a ball over the corner, if they're trying to go about their day. If they're trying to treat depression or chronic headaches, that's not something where getting into the psychedelic aspects of the drug would be useful, whereas trying to, end PTSD, you're going to have to. You're going to have to go into those places, and that's part of what that whole experience is about. So I think it depends on what they're trying.
And again, this seems to be that they were taking the stuff during visits to the doctor,
correct,
not just, all right, take this at home,
yes,
and, trip a bunch and see the little green guys.
Right. Now, eventually, if, they can prove this theory, if you're doing microdosing at home, that would be completely safe. Like, if they actually get these things approved for medical use, then obviously you wouldn't need to go into an office every time you just wanted to deal with a headache. They would just be administering this in the, glass of water in the morning or something
right,
like that, and it would be a very, very small dose, and it would get them through the day, that kind of thing. But when it comes to dealing with, serious trauma in the past, which, again, MDMA and mushrooms have been shown to be very, very effective with, or, as we haven't mentioned yet, but one of our callers touched on earlier, the question of the terminally ill patient and having them use LSD or psilocybin to get over the fear of death. Again,
right,
that's something that's going to require the person to go on the psychedelic or the spiritual journey that drug can bring about. So it depends on what they're trying to treat. But I appreciate that. That's good information about the depression treatments. Anyway, a little bit more here from the story at The Guardian about how they say that for a minority of people taken in the wrong situation, the mushroom experience could be terrifying. And they were saying that according to the Global Drug Survey, mushrooms are the safest of all of the drugs. And they rank that based on a variety of factors, mostly harm to the user and harm to society, sort of, based
right,
on the drug. So mushrooms are very, very low on that particular chart. But they are pointing out that it's not a perfect, there's different individuals involved and different body chemistries and different experiences, and everybody can react in a very different manner. And this is these are drugs, psychedelics, that can sort of turn on different levels of cognition and experience that otherwise wouldn't be present. You might notice things that would normally sort of be on an undercurrent, something that would be less noticeable in your normal sort of waking sober state, may become very, very noticeable in a state of psychedelic state.
Right.
And for people who aren't prepared for that, for people who've never had that experience before, And especially for people who are going into it with a fear-based mentality or an angry mentality, those are the kind of people who are likely, I would say more likely than just your average person who is ready to have a psychedelic experience. The person who's not prepared, who is scared or who's angry, that's the kind of person who's likely, more likely to have a bad time. But this is always possible. It's always a possibility. But the reality is, even if you are having a bad time on a psychedelic, you're going to get through it. And that's why they recommend having a sitter. If you're doing it for recreational purposes, having a sitter, somebody who's there who is not doing that drug, or if they are, they must be very, very experienced. But generally, right. You don't want to have them doing it. That way they can kind of keep an eye on you and make sure everything is okay and remind you that everything is okay if you feel as though everything is not okay in that circumstance. But what they're referring to here is the set and setting aspect of psychedelics, which is the most important part of any kind of psychedelic experience, is being in a place where you don't feel scared, you don't feel threatened or intimidated, you're not around people that you're uncomfortable with. If you
right.
are in a group of people, this is why I say these are not party drugs, but if you're in a group of people that you love and they care about you and you feel safe, you're not going to likely have a negative experience. You're much less likely to have that. Whereas if you're in a strange place you've never been before and you're surrounded by people that you don't know, it might work out, and right. it might not. So you got to keep that stuff in mind. And if you are interested in learning about this, whether it be from a medicinal perspective or from a recreational perspective, great website is arrowid.org, E-R-O-W-I-D, arrowid.org, where you can go and learn a lot more about all of these illegal drugs and some of the legal ones as well. But drugs like mushrooms or other psychedelics and they've got a lot of history behind them. A lot of people have done these things, so there's a lot of information. Whereas, like, the newer drugs, the experimental drugs
right.
that are just coming out within the last several years, there's not a whole lot of information about those on Arrowhead. But there's some. Winstock said he'd prefer to see a well-regulated market for magic mushrooms, where you'd have to show a letter from a doctor saying you were not receiving any acute mental health care or medications. Buyers should also be given advice on how to use the drug, what the effects are, and given links to online services to manage difficult situations if they arise. Quote, I would get people to treat mushrooms with the respect they deserve, he said. The Drug Policy Alliance, a not-for-profit group focusing on ending the war on drugs, would not comment on the specific proposals in California and Oregon, but its director of legal affairs, Tamar Todd, said, quote, we certainly agree that nobody should be arrested or incarcerated simply because they possessed or used drugs. And I sure do hope that sometime in our lifetime, that sentiment will become the norm.
Yes.
That we will no longer see our friends, our family members, our coworkers, our neighbors, and other total strangers being incarcerated, having their lives destroyed, because drug addiction, and again, we weren't even talking about drug addiction here. We're talking
right.
about the use of recreational and medicinal psychedelics, but drug use or drug addiction can be a personal tragedy. But it's always made worse by the drug laws that then take somebody who's having a personal issue and takes them away from their job, away from their family, and puts them behind bars in a prison cell. That's a horrifying situation for anybody, and nobody deserves that if they didn't hurt anybody else. 855-450-FREE is our toll-free number. You can join us on Free Talk Live.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Hi there, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and we're looking in this time of terrible financial crash, terrible meltdown of the medical system, we're looking to pay people obscene amounts of money if you become a student of our business at Youngevity. We will help you actually take care of people better than the medical system has. Think about it. We spend more money in America for healthcare than all the other 218 nations the world put together, and they can't even solve weight loss problems. I mean, the medical system can have a total mental brain fart, and if you do this, you will be able to save an enormous amount of people from being overweight, being obese. They don't even know what causes obesity. Believe me, we know what causes obesity. In the medical system, they think it's from eating too much. It's not from eating too much. It's actually a mineral deficiency. Do you solve a iron deficiency anemia with a bone marrow transplant? That's what they think. Do you solve a mineral deficiency that causes obesity with a gastric bypass? That's dumber than a stump. Contact us at gcnminerals.com. Learn how to lose weight, look good, and save yourselves a gob of money.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Dial toll free. Bring up what you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE. 855-450-3733. How'd you like to try out the best pillow you may ever use? Nearly risk-free for 60 days. You can go to MyPillow.com and use code FTL, like Free Talk Live, to get your MyPillow at half price. Or two for the price of one. It is up to you how many you order. MyPillow.com, code FTL. It's designed to fit to the shape of your body and hold your neck in the proper position. I've been using mine now for going up on 2 years, I think, and it's been a wonderful 2 years,
yeah,
with the MyPillow. Unlike your regular pillows that you may have used in the past, this one is washable. You can put it in the washer and the dryer. They designed it that way, and it's awesome. MyPillow.com, code FTL. By the way, the pillow is guaranteed to last for 10 years, and the near risk-free aspect is if you don't like it for some reason, you can just go ahead and send it back to MyPillow, and they will send you your purchase price back to you. You got to pay to ship it back, though. So that's the near risk-free aspect of it. MyPillow.com, code FTL for the discount as we go to your calls and thoughts. David is on the line in New Mexico. David, you're on Skype. Go ahead.
Hey, Ian, yeah, on the Daryl, on the topics you've been talking about, I'm calling based on what I've heard, not because I was going to call anyway. But, oh, first of all, a memory of mine, I once just about got Vince Gilligan, the creator of Breaking Bad, to make a dialogue change, and In one of the scenes in Breaking Bad, he cracked up at my suggested change, but he didn't actually put it in there. But I got one for you. For your MyPillow, when you're doing the MyPillow script, you need to change use to lose. So I've been losing MyPillow now for going on 2 years. best pillow you may ever lose.
How did you lose yours?
No, I'm just making fun of you. I'm teasing you in a kind way.
Oh, you're saying because I left it in a hotel room?
Yeah, I think Mark said you've lost it twice now. Is that what he said?
No, I haven't lost it. I've always remembered where I put it. In the case of the most recent one, I was too far away to actually want to turn around to go and get it. So.
Okay, cool.
But I have, because I had other ones.
Yeah, Mark left it when Mark went down to Florida.
He left it here.
He left his, and I had to ship it to him.
What did it cost to ship it down there?
Well, it was not just the pillow. It was
a
pillow.
He shipped a whole box full of stuff.
And he also left his jiu-jitsu stuff, so his keys. Okay. So in total, it was like $63.
Because that's about the price of a whole new My Pillow, I think. I think they're like brand new.
Right, but
bucks.
You know, like the backpack full of geese. It wound up being a very large package, and they had to pack it there at the shipping place. And then I think it weighed like 20 pounds altogether.
Anyway, David, other comments? Go ahead.
You were talking about basically law and rights and morals and such regarding parents, children, the state, other people who are not none of the above. And I wanted to comment on that. But first of all, to help you out, at your convenience, you can talk to me about when Daryl answered Skype the other day, there was a problem. I mean, was that yesterday, the day before? I don't remember.
Yeah, and then, some kind of problem where it popped up saying Skype has closed. Do you want to restart? But it still showed that it was open.
Yeah, well, computers.
But I know what's causing that interference, and so at whatever point you want me to brief you on what I have learned from this end,
we don't need to do any tech support on the air. Were you calling for some other reason tonight?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
So the questions of rights and law and the state and the parents and the children and other people that are, like I said, none of the above, you had some specific questions on that, and obviously it links to what I've been dealing with, and so I've had lots of time to think about it, and I can offer my opinion on...
go ahead and offer it. You don't have to do all the prep. Just, you know, offer the opinion.
Okay, I also want to interject that I've known quite a few different people with Down syndrome, children and adults, and it's characterized as a disorder. You know, it's not a normal desired thing, but I have to say that the Down syndrome people, when they, as children and then as they go into their adult life, they may have other problems, but they're the most loving, joyful people that I've ever met. The people without Down syndrome don't even come close from my experience with them. Don't even come close to being as true, loving, and joyful. You know, with exceptions, there are exceptions, but don't even come close to those with Down syndrome. So, factor that. Whoever is listening, and factor that into whatever you think about Down syndrome. But on your question of first of all, I'd like to ask you. So, what is the preeminent questions in your mind regarding the issue of children and parents and buying and selling of humans or ownership or any capacity like that? What's on your mind? Because I'd like to address it.
Well,
we've already asked the question like half a dozen times. Just go ahead and give us your thoughts.
Well, the question for those just tuning in, Daryl, I don't want to inaccurately rephrase what you had said, so correct me if I'm wrong, was what is the difference between selling a...
From a moral and ethical standpoint.
Between selling a child before it's born...
Correct,
compared
which
to
is
a
what
child
you
after
and
it's born.
Stefan were advocating, which is not currently allowed because it's illegal.
Right, as compared to a child after selling a child after it's born, or...
Whether it be the day it's born, 3 days later... 3 years, 6 years, what's the ethical and moral difference?
Right. Well, I believe that's already settled. I don't like to talk like a lawyer because I don't like them, but settled law, in no case are you ever selling a human being, whether it's before they're conceived, after they're conceived, in any stage, you know, clear up all the way up to an 8-year-old kid or whatever you're dealing with. Never are you allowed.
Right.
And never
you weren't asking about the law, though.
I didn't say what is the legal thing, because I know what the legal thing is. I said, what is the ethical and moral difference?
The ethical and moral difference between selling, or I'm sorry, between the
the ages.
Let me rephrase in case you didn't understand. So Ian and Stefan were asking, why don't the anti-abortionists just buy all of the babies that people want to abort? And my response was, they because can't. It's illegal, they're not allowed to. But if you were to allow that, then what's the ethical and moral difference between someone saying, I want to pay you for your unborn baby that you don't want, and saying, I will pay you money for the six-year-old child that you no longer wish to care for?
Right. I don't think there necessarily would be a difference. I would like to answer by saying that under the way that it is, you can't buy and sell unborn children, and you can't
correct.
Buy and sell.
Correct.
Yeah, you've been stated. Thank you, David, for the call tonight. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, but he did answer the question there. Yes. I think there was one. 855-450-3733. Coming up here, you can, of course, bring up anything that you want. The toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. I've got the story here from herb.co. Did you hear about the Pineapple Fund?
I did.
Apparently, what is the Pineapple Fund, for listeners that may not have heard about it?
So the Pineapple Fund, very briefly, is a fund set up by an anonymous donor who has about $5,000 worth, or 5,000 Bitcoin.
So
$86 million.
It's $76 million today,
roughly,
yeah.
At the time that it was created.
Right.
And set up a thing to where you can apply if you are a nonprofit that is registered and whatnot in your jurisdiction.
Yeah.
And you fill out an application stating why you need the funding, what good you are going to do with the funds, and then they're making decisions. And they've thus far handed out funds to 9 different organizations.
They've got them on their website, right? Pineapple Fund?
Yes, pineapplefund.org.
According to herb.co, they've given, and they got the numbers really wrong here, they said that they gave $86 million.
Nope, that's the total committed.
Right.
Let me just do the backwards math.
Oh,
they
no,
still have remaining 4,646 Bitcoin.
I read it wrong anyway. They got it right. It says they pledged to donate $86 million through Bitcoin to charities.
Right. They gave $500,000 to BitGive, $1 million to the EFF.
The Electronic Frontier Foundation?
Yes.
And then recently they decided to award MAPS, the Multidisciplinary Association for Psychedelic Studies, with $1 million, which is one of the organizations that have been putting things like MDMA and psychedelic mushrooms through clinical trials. More coming up.
From the second letter of Captain Mark. Any pirate knows that commerce is communication. Markets condense oceans of information into a single price. Innovations in communication are circumventing the scrutiny of the crown. This signals a change in the coin of the realm. The Crown uses digital currency to surveil, censor, seize, and destroy wealth at will, so pirate currency must protect us from this weaponized money. We need to move funds further, faster, cheaper, and without third-party observation, basing decisions on an accelerating flow of information, so pirates require nearly instantaneous transactions with no arbitrary limits on volume or artificial influences on fees. Most importantly, a pirate currency must preclude centralization. Otherwise, it will become another link in our chain to the crown. A superior currency will result in the obsolescence of the coin of the realm and the extinction of the crown itself. Trade above the grid. Join us at piratswithoutborders.com.
Have you ever wondered who the second person to discover gravity was? When you're in the mood for a treat, would you go to the second best bakery in town? Or how about the name John Breckinridge? Recognize it? If you don't, that's because he came in second to Abraham Lincoln. The firsts are first for a reason. Just how ID Stronghold was the first to create the technology to protect your credit cards from thieves with RFID chip scanners. ID Stronghold products block signals from those scanners, so thieves can't capture your critical data. Get a stronghold on your personal information and protect your family too. Don't settle for the second best wallet. Pick up ID Stronghold wallets for everyone on your list this holiday season. They're the perfect stocking stuffer, with leather wallets starting as low as $20 on Walmart.com, eBay, Amazon, and QVC. Save 10% by using coupon code PRESENT for a limited time. That's coupon code PRESENT, only on IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105. For a recorded message.
Message and data rates may apply.
Guys, got hair loss? I know what you're thinking. Should I shave my head? Comb it over? Wear a hat? Just stop. This isn't 1970. Keep your hair and your confidence because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, can give you your real hair back permanently. Check them out today because they're giving away an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card to everyone who texts EASY66 to 85850. Dude, you don't have to look like your dad because this isn't your dad's hair loss treatment. People all over the country trust Bosley because they're ahead of the curve. They use the latest technology to give you your real hair back. And the best part, Bosley's permanent solution is protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Let them show you for free how awesome your hair could look with an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off. Text EASY66 to 85850. Ask about the Bosley Guarantee. EASY66 to 85850.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. Moments remain here if you want to join us. You can. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. We're talking about the Pineapple Fund, which is giving away a bunch of Bitcoin, over 5,000 Bitcoin, to any nonprofit that they deem worthy.
So far, and I'm looking at the website.
Pineapplefund.org. Okay.
They've given $7.55 million U.S. dollars worth of Bitcoin so far.
And this has just gotten started. They just started handing out this money, like,
yes,
this month, basically.
Yes. And they do have the application form that says closing soon.
Really?
Yes.
I threw in an application for Shire Free Church, for what it's worth. I don't know if they're going to grant to religious organizations or not. Sometimes I know there was a group called like the Bitcoin Hot 100, where they gave out $1,000 worth of Bitcoin to any nonprofit secular organization.
Non-religious, non-political, so they also weren't doing anything for political entities.
Unfortunately, that program ended with over 100 Bitcoin left in their wallet, so they never actually ended up giving it all away. They gave it back to the donors who had originally donated it, which was too bad, too, because I was just about ready to get the local homeless shelter on
right
when they decided to scrap the program. But anyway.
There is the BitGive Foundation that was one of the recipients of a
pineapple?
Yes, funding from the Pineapple Fund.
Well, last week, the cryptocurrency fund pledged to donate 59.89 Bitcoin to MAPS, the Multidisciplinary Association for Psychedelic Studies. And it's worth about $1 million at the time that they donated it, probably a little bit less today because the Bitcoin price and the other altcoins out there have been taking a tumble over the last 24, 48 hours. They've sort of bounced back a little bit, but still way down below their peak earlier this week. I think it was a peak of close to 20,000. Right now, at the Bitstamp price, it's just over 14,400 for one Bitcoin at this moment. So that may be the correction that people were talking about. It went down as far as 11,000. Nearly to 11,000 U.S. dollars per Bitcoin within the last day. So was that the big you know, bubble popping? I mean, you're talking about a 50% loss, basically, in the price of a Bitcoin. Is that how you define a bubble pop? Because, okay, your bubble popped, and now it's back on the way up, it seems like. So we're going to keep an eye, obviously, on the price of Bitcoin. But I'm sure MAPS is appreciative, regardless of whatever the price of Bitcoin is, to have 60 of them donated to them. The money will go toward the final round of trials necessary to get MDMA, often called ecstasy on the street, on the market as a treatment for post-traumatic stress disorder as soon as 2021. Last summer, the trials were granted breakthrough therapy designation by the FDA, a rare move used to recognize when a treatment that's been researched shows significant improvement over treatments already available to patients. I mean, just the fact that a government agency has said anything positive about MDMA for anything, for any purpose, is pretty amazing. So
right.
Maybe there is a chance that we're going to see something change.
Well, there's always a chance. You know, it might be a 1 in 5 billion chance, but there's always a chance.
Maybe we'll see a decent chance that something will happen here. This new designation of the breakthrough therapy designation will fast-track the treatment's approval process. Now, of course, with government, fast-track means it won't take an entire lifetime. It'll take,
right.
you know, several
it might
years.
Only take 1 or 2 years instead of 20.
And last week they got one step closer with the help of the Bitcoin boom. MAPS founder and executive director Rick Doblin said in a statement thanking the Pineapple Fund for its generosity, quote, "The blockchain community is helping to lead the way, not only in decentralized technologies and currencies, but in giving the gift of MDMA-assisted psychotherapy to the world in order to heal trauma and bring greater compassion to psychiatry and medicine," he said. MAPS is the nonprofit that's played a key role in the psychedelic renaissance. It's currently working to collect enough money to continue their MDMA trials. They've set a fundraising goal of $26 million, and the donation from the Pineapple Fund has put them at $18.3 million remaining. It was a total surprise, said MAPS's Brad Burge. The team of researchers first heard of their donation through Reddit on Wednesday night and applied without, or first heard of the donations, and they applied without any expectations. Thursday morning, they posted our logo on Reddit, and we checked our Bitcoin wallet, and there it was, he said. MAPS began accepting cryptocurrencies in 2013, but has never received a donation of this size. Still, Bitcoin and other online currencies have made up over $120,000 worth of their donations in just the last 4 years.
Nice.
That's nothing to turn your nose up at. And since Bitcoin and cryptocurrencies can allow relatively anonymous donations to things that may be a little bit hard to donate to otherwise for
right.
some people, like MAPS, then this is very helpful. Cryptocurrencies, of course, have grown almost 50,000% since MAPS first started collecting them, with one Bitcoin worth over, as of today, $14,000. Quote, "If we had chosen to hold on to all of the Bitcoin that we've gotten, things would be a bit different now," said Burge with a laugh. But the nonprofit is not up for gambling with research, which has proven to help patients with treatment-resistant PTSD. Quote, "We don't want to be in the position of losing $1 million when the research is moving forward." And a lot of people, you know, kick themselves over having sold Bitcoin back in the past.
Yeah.
But ultimately, you know, these guys are pointing out, hey, if we didn't sell it, then, yeah, we could do more today, but we needed to do something right then with it. So.
Right. And the entity is like MAPS, you know, they're, again, needing to do something with the funding today.
Anyway, yeah.
When I, 6 years ago and almost 2 weeks, sold 5.94 Bitcoin for $16. I didn't need the $16. It wasn't Daryl's going to starve or not being able to pay.
What did you do with that $16?
Hell if I know. So you didn't
have to pay the rent or something.
Yeah,
like
it
that.
Wasn't a thing of, yeah. you know, my lights get turned off if I don't have 16 more
right.
dollars.
How many years ago was it?
Six.
No, you weren't even here 6 years ago.
I know I wasn't here.
Oh, so you had them before you moved here.
I was in San Antonio and sold them to Mark Edge.
Oh, wow.
Because we had connected via Facebook.
So before you even moved up here, you sold Bitcoin. Okay.
Yeah.
Damn.
In a period of a couple of months, I sold like 16 Bitcoin.
And were you taking them for book purchases back then? How'd you get them?
Yeah, I took them for purchases. People were like, hey, can I give you this Bitcoin thing?
Right. And of course, a book back then would have cost a few Bitcoin because Bitcoin would have been like
right.
$3 for a Bitcoin or something like that.
So, yeah.
So for every packet of paper that you sent to somebody through the mail, you were being given something that 5 years later was worth $15,000.
Yeah.
It's hard not to kick yourself over that. But
the things where, you know, like I actually needed to sell the Bitcoin or even, I want to go buy a beverage from Corner News. I want to buy lunch. I don't kick myself for those.
Yeah.
But the things where I just sold the Bitcoin to sell the Bitcoin.
Right. Because at that time you didn't see the vision. You didn't know what, nobody knew, could have known what was coming. But
right.
Some people certainly saw the potential for it. And while I saw the potential, I'm just not the investor type. So, like, I remember when I first heard about the Silk Road, I'm like, this is brilliant. I mean, this underground marketplace idea, brilliant. And had I been, like, a smart investor-minded person, I'd have gone out and bought a whole bunch of them right when I realized, oh, this is a really good idea. This might actually work out. But no, instead I was just like, oh, that's a really good idea. And didn't do anything.
Yeah.
Thank goodness Roger Veer is a good friend of the show and was a sponsor for us back then, and he kind of dragged us into it. Much appreciated there. So anyway, there's your the news story. There's another interesting headline we're not going to get into, but the study done on the magic mushrooms and rebooting the brain in depressed people, according to a study, that magic mushrooms may effectively reset the activity of key brain circuits known to play a role in depression. That's according to the latest study to highlight the therapeutic benefits of psychedelics. And then they, talk about images of patients' brains revealed changes in brain activity that were associated with marked and lasting reductions in depressive symptoms.
And do they mention whether this is full dose, micro dose? Are they taking it while visiting a therapist?
I presume.
Are they just given, take a micro dose at home?
Yeah, this is the micro dosing. So they were given 10 milligram and 25 milligram, or excuse me, microgram gross. I think they're using the wrong terminology here. MG, I don't think that's microgram normally. I think that's milligram normally, but MG should be microgram
right.
When we're talking about. I was thinking LSD. So 10 milligrams, I don't know, it doesn't sound like a lot. I'll tell you that, because normally if you're taking mushrooms, you have to eat the mushroom, and it's hard to measure the dose. You can, measure the weight of the mushroom, but if you're eating the caps versus the stems, there's going to be more psilocybin in the caps versus the stems, so the
weight.
But
then there's also things where you can do the psilocybin extract, and then it's in some liquid.
That happens. You generally don't find that in the black market, but as I understand it, those are available on the dark net markets, liquid versions of psilocybin. Hey, we're out of time for tonight. Check out Daryl over at fpp.cc, and we'll see you tomorrow. FreeTalkLive.com.
Guys, wouldn't your wife or girlfriend love it if you treated her to the very best this Christmas? Well, you can, and you don't even have to go out of your way. We're talking about the world's softest pajamas, available exclusively at Pajamagram.com. That's Pajamagram.com. Created by a team of dedicated pajama experts, the world's softest pajamas are lighter than a cloud, softer than a bunny, like cashmere, only better. She'll love the way the world's softest pajamas feel, and you'll love the way they look. More than a gift, they're a feeling, an invitation to relax a little longer. The world's softest pajamas are available only at Pajamagram.com. Visit today and give her a gift that keeps on giving to both of you. Plus, you don't even have to wrap, because every Pajamagram includes free gift packaging, and Christmas delivery is guaranteed. So visit Pajamagram.com or call 1-800-GIVE-PJs.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.